Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
My name's Niamh O'Connor, and this is my podcast, Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You may have seen me knocking around TikTok and Instagram, but if you don't know me, this podcast is the best way to get to know anything and everything there is to know about me. When I was thinking of an idea for my podcast, I wanted it to be something really authentic. I wanted it to be something that reflected me, and I thought Unscripted was just that. I think everybody knows that's one thing that I definitely am. We all know I've had my fair shares of ups and downs, so whether it's love life or just a daily dilemma, I'm going to be here to help. I've probably gone through it. Each week, I'll be covering a new topic and asking you guys to send in your dilemmas for me to answer right here in the studio. There'll be new episodes available every Wednesday on the Go Loud app or wherever you guys get your podcasts. On this week's episode of Unscripted, we talked a little bit about what I done during the week, and also I talked about how important it is that you all get out and vote. We had a very, very special guest. Then me and my very special guest, Brandon Caulfield, answered all of your burning questions on our friendships. We also done like a fun little kind of Mr. Mrs. vibe like question thing. And then I answered your dilemmas as usual. Welcome back to episode 12 of Unscripted. That's insane. That's like 3 months. But before we start, I just want to say, obviously, we know we have the general election coming up on Friday, and it's so important. It's so important that everybody uses their vote, and we live in a democracy, so it's important that everybody uses their voice. Regardless of what your opinion is, every single person has to get out and vote. So I'm really encouraging. I know some of you probably are going to be laughing, going, I'm not even registered. If you're not registered, you need to register right now, as you're listening to this, so that you can vote in the next election, the next local elections. It's so important, guys. And I'm seeing so many young people. I only made a video today on my TikTok. I'm seeing so many young people with the attitude of, oh, well, I don't know. I'm not educated enough. And I don't know. They're all the same. No, that's not going to fly. OK, we live in a democracy. Every voice is important. You don't have to be highly educated. We're all just winging it in life. And there's some great websites that you can use to see who aligns with your views. The website, guys, for anybody that's unsure or doesn't know who to put number one, number two, number three, whatever, there's a website. It's called ireland.isidewith.com, and it basically just asks you a load of questions and it gives you the parties that most align with your political views. Okay, so that's just a little reminder, because I think I'm just seeing so much on social media of I'm not voting, and I feel like it's just so important that we all vote, because you best believe all the rich landlords, all the rich businessmen, they're all going to vote. So all of us have to go and vote as well. We have some absolutely lovely feedback by Adam, guys. This is so cute, right? He said, hi, Niamh. I've been following you for years now, and I genuinely think that this is the best place you've been in on your social media journey. I don't know if you remember, but back in 2020, in the first lockdown, you were actually a guest on my college podcast. And from what I remember, you told us it was your first time ever being on a podcast. It's so nice to see you come all this way and have your very own podcast. I've been a Niamh stan through the highs and lows and will continue doing so. Keep up the good work, because you are thriving. That is so lovely. Adam, I remember you. Lauren actually showed me the picture, and straight away I remembered I look like a baby in the picture, guys. Like it was way, way back, like early 2020. But yeah, thank you so much, Adam. And I hope you're doing well. I hope life is treating you well.
Niamh, I have some funny feedback for you.
Okay.
On our X episode.
Okay.
And I just had to read it out to you, just to give the full live effect of Niamh's reaction to this feedback, because I thought it was so funny. So it says, hi Niamh, I love the podcast and I listen every week on my run. I swear somehow it makes my runs go faster. I was bopping along listening to this week's episode about icks when the one about the willy floating in the bath came up. I started laughing so much that I had to stop my run. I was laughing so much that a passerby actually stopped to ask me if I was okay. My boyfriend takes baths a lot. He's an unreal runner, so it's not an ick. And I swear this is a sight I see at least once a week. Just as I composed myself and took off running again, you ran you read out the one about the t-shirt and no pants, and I had to I had to stop again from laughing. Me and my boyfriend actually called this Winnie the Pooing It. I swear my run was so bad from this point on because I just had a case of the giggles, but it was worth it for the laugh of a Wednesday evening. Keep it up. I don't think I could do my Wednesday runs without you at this point.
Oh, that is so cute.
Winnie the Pooh in it.
Got Winnie the Pooh in it is so good. That is fucking brilliant. And that's probably the worst place to get a fit of the giggles when you're running, because you need to like conserve your like... breathing, don't you?
Yeah, 100%.
And you're just giggling. You're so sweet. Thank you. Honestly, I think that was the funniest. Like, my stomach hurt from laughing that week, lads. I'm not joking. And now I have the mental image again of the Willy in the bat. So we'll quickly move on.
And I have one more piece of feedback for you. I've been saving these up because we've been talking about such serious things over the last few weeks. Yeah. I wanted to save them up for you.
Yeah, yeah.
This one says, "Hey, Niamh, just listened to your ick episode and I couldn't stop laughing at you thinking about your nanny when you're having sex. I have a tattoo of my mom's face on my leg, like on the inside. And every time I'm having sex with my partner and my legs are in the air, I feel like she's staring right at me and I have to cover her face."
Whose genius idea was that? Whose genius? Why didn't you put it like on your shoulder? No, I suppose you wouldn't put it on your shoulder. Why wouldn't you put even your arm? You'd probably still see it. Ah, God. No, that send me splats. How does that not like turn you off the sex like when you're seeing your mom's face? Was it her mom?
Yeah, our mom.
Oh
yeah.
My God, that is so funny. That is so funny. I wonder what she uses to cover it up. You'd have to do pants on sex, just drop them a little bit. Oh God, that is brilliant. I wish you had have actually sent that in that week, because I don't have energy. I'm absolutely exhausted today, girls. I don't know what the crack is. Probably because we had another guest on this week and my social battery is drained, but I'm exhausted, so I'm laughing on the inside, I promise. I did laugh a little bit on the outside, but I love yous. Thank you for that feedback, honestly. Guys, it's been an eventful day for me today. That's why I'm drained. So the other day we were at the Wicked premiere. Me and my guest spoke a little bit about that, so you'll hear about that in a few minutes. But this morning I went for a lovely brunch with the Smooth Company. And we went for brunch. It was absolutely lovely. And then they cut the ribbon on their store in Liffey Valley. I am obsessed with the Smooth Company. Like, when I tell you, Lauren, have you tried any other products?
Yeah, and I've actually met Anya before.
Oh, Anya is so lovely. So lovely. So humble and just down to earth. And so is Emer. And granted, Billy was there.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and he was so cute. Lauren, he was going around and he was just taking pictures of everything. It was the cutest thing. Like, he was bursting with pride. You could see how proud he was. But I'm obsessed with Smooth Company products and I got a personalised Mane Master. So it says my name on it. But it was such a nice day. It was honestly a really lovely morning. And normally I'd be my manager hates me because I'm very bad at going to events. I'm a very awkward person, but it was so lovely. It was really, really nice. I like those events that are like sit down, like brunches, breakfast, dinner, whatever it is.
Can't give out about free food, in my opinion.
Oh my God. It was in the Hudson Rooms up at Liffey Valley Girls. And oh my God, the bacon hash. If you ever are there, you need to try it. It was one of the nicest things I've ever tried. Anyway, they do stacks of pancakes and poached egg and avocado. So I got the bacon hash. That's not interesting. Why am I saying that as if anyone cares? Oh, guys, I literally feel like I'm working with two brain cells right now. Like I'm staring off into the distance and losing track of what I'm saying. What is going on? Do you know why it is actually, lads? The reason why I'm this tired is because I knew I had to get up at 10:30 this morning because the event was at 11:30. What did I do? Stayed up till 5:30 watching Say Nothing. I was up till 5:30 in the morning. So that is why I'm exhausted. Right, guys, I keep shaking the camera, okay? So Lauren's jumping over the table at me. But we have a very special guest on this week's episode of Unscripted. I was actually on his podcast last week. It's Brandon Caulfield. Brandon,
hi.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, my God. Well, my name is Brandon. I am an associate of Niamh O'Connor. somehow. And yeah, I do TikTok and I talk a lot of shite. And
a lot.
Am I allowed? Can I say shite?
You can curse as much as you want.
Because I do be cursing like a sailor on my my podcast, and Viv, our producer, is like, no, right, that has to be cut, that has to be bleeped. But yeah, bit of a jack of all trades. But most recently, yeah, we have our podcast as well, which you were on this week.
Yeah. So Brandon, Shanice, and Daniel all have their own podcast now. It's called Socially Awkward. I was on it last week. I feel like I was actually very awkward on it, but. I don't think you're actually socially awkward.
No, do you know what it is? It depends on who I'm with. So you don't think I'm socially awkward because I can talk to you without stuttering.
True.
And like me and Niamh, this is how you know how close you are with somebody, is when you can literally just sit on the phone with someone for like 2 hours straight and just not talk.
Not speak. We always do that.
We'll just sit there in silence. And
it's
do absolutely
comfort of it having each comfort. Other.
That's what I mean. Who needs to talk when you can just sit there and do absolutely nothing but be in each other's company?
And guys, me and Brandon actually done something very exciting this week.
What did we do? We went
the Wicked premiere.
I forgot.
For God's sake.
We did.
Yeah, we were at the Wicked premiere. When I tell you this, I actually thought, lads, I'm not joking. Brandon's like Cynthia Erivo, right? He'd just be walking around going, ah! I'm not even joking, right?
He actually doesn't know the half, but I do be belting these songs out in my car. I love it.
Oh God, the smoker's cough. But so I thought he was going to be in the cinema belting out the songs, but apparently he actually was just at a low volume, according to Casey Campion.
No, I wasn't, right? Casey Campion is very dramatic. Casey, you're very dramatic. I'm going to see her after this, actually. But she's very dramatic. So I was mouthing the words. And then I'd like, every once in a while, I'd turn around trying to be like, dancing too low. like that, but like very, very, very low. You know, yeah. I wouldn't do that. You have to have theatre etiquette.
Oh my God. Did you see... Right, guys, you know Elphaba in the UK. She went to see Wicked today. I know for sure that she was in that studio or in that cinema. Oh my God. I know for sure she was in that cinema belting out all the songs. I just know it.
I feel so bad for her. I really do. I know, but I feel bad. She really wants to go to the Wicked premiere.
I know.
And did you see, it wasn't nice. You know, there were other people that she was on live with who were at the premiere and they were almost like rubbing it in their face.
Yeah.
I think that's mean.
Yeah,
well,
the reason she wasn't invited is because she's literally stole the whole entire identity. Like, she's called herself Elphaba, like, and she dresses up green. So I can understand it. Like, the Wicked are probably just like, oh my God.
What did I say to you for the Wicked premiere? I was like, I'm going to paint myself green. I'm going to wear black. I'm going to go all out. Ended up just wearing a pair of cargos. Niamh went all out.
And lads, right, let me tell you, Brandon is severely colourblind. When I say severely, right, I have to tell the story, right? I always tell the story. But last Christmas, Brandon needed a white jumper, okay?
I did.
So he asked me to come shopping with him. Where did we go? Blanche?
We went to Blanche. I think we were in like Next or something.
Yeah.
We were in some shop.
Yeah.
And I went in and I really needed like a nice white jumper. Now, I couldn't dress myself to save my life at this point, lads. It was a few years ago. It wasn't last Christmas. A few years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
God, time flies when you're having fun.
I think you were still living in Turkey at the time.
Don't mention that. We won't do a trauma dump.
Let's not go there. But yeah. Right, you tell the story.
Okay.
Because she loves to rip into me for it. No,
wait till you see him ripping into me throughout this episode, lads. Don't feel in sympathy for him, right? Anyways, he goes in to, I think it was Bershka, right? And he goes in and I say, Brandon, I'm leaving ya, love, for 5 minutes. Okay, well, you'll be okay. I need to go to JD's and get some shoes. So anyways, I went to JD's, got some shoes, came back. Brandon's walking out of Bershka, and he's delighted with his life. And he's like, I got my jumper. I'm like, lovely, show me. The fucking thing is pink. Like, I am not messing. Pink as can be. And he's like, no, it's white. I'm like, no, Brandon, it's pink.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, to be honest with you. Like, I mix up some red, some green, some blue, some purple. Like, our podcast colour is purple. And I keep thinking it's blue every time I'm in the studio. I'm like, it's blue. What are you talking about? So, yeah, it's very weird. I can't explain it. Oh, it's so annoying, though.
What if you did, like, graphic design or something and, like, you were putting all the wrong colours?
Oh, no, I couldn't be that as an electrician. You can't be an electrician when you're colourblind.
Oh, yeah.
Or a pilot, I don't think.
You could put the wrong colour wires together.
Exactly. And then that's the end of Brandon pulling it home alone.
Bye-bye. I have an awful habit of talking over you. If I do that, just, I do it to everyone. It's, you know what I'm like.
No, me, Daniel and Shanice do it as well.
Yeah, lads, I'm a talker. Do you know what? Apparently, it's a trait of neurodivergency. So it's not me being a self-centered bitch. It's neurodivergency.
It really is.
Anyway, we have some questions. You're in the hot seat, Brandon.
Oh, worry, okay.
So,
someone... I wasn't briefed on this, by the way.
No, I don't know what... he wasn't. Well, they're not too bad.
No, I don't mind. It's fine.
Someone wants to know how we met. Now, I know we kind of briefly told this story on your podcast,
but
in case there's anybody that wasn't listening to your podcast, do you want to tell it?
Will I? Yeah. Will I try to find the video?
I don't know if you'll be able, will you?
I think it would. It'd still be in me saved. I can send it to Lauren.
Yeah, if you find the video, send it to Lauren. That'd be brilliant.
But yeah, no, basically, I remember Daniel, we were talking about how you had duetted Daniel's video and Daniel made a video. And this is back, like, just before COVID and everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I seen that and I was so jealous of Daniel because I was like, I want to really be friends with her because I was just, no, but I did.
Popular. You're going to be popular.
I can't remember what it was. There was a video that you made and I was like, oh my God, like she knows her shit. Like I, you know, respect that or whatever, because an awful lot of people were giving you shit at the time as well.
Yeah.
Like a woman with an opinion, which I thought was so stupid. But anyways, so I seen that and I was like, no, I'm going to get her attention. I'm going to get her attention, right? So I duetted one of her videos then and it was like her in her notes app with like the green screen background and it was all her video ideas and she was like, I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote this down. I had an idea and it was the word finger.
He makes me sound like I went to Black Rock College, played
you
rugby.
You were posh. We used to call Niamh your one from D4 because she... She had such a posh accent, especially like before. I feel like you are very filtered before, whereas now you're not, you're unscripted.
Now,
like,
I'm unscripted.
But before you were very, very much scripted.
Scripted,
but, you were very prim and proper. Do you know what I think it was? Because you used to work in a call centre, so you had the call centre voice.
I think that's
what it was.
Yeah.
So you're like, I don't even know what it meant by that. So I stitched it then. And I was like, right, this is how I'm going to get her attention. I'm going to plant something in my notes app. I'm going to do the exact same thing and be like, ha, relatable. Like, yeah.
No one. So true. We can actually, because we didn't say it on Brandon's podcast, but we can actually say it on mine. So I had in my notes app, basically, I had a list of like video ideas, right? And one of the video ideas was my finger, right? Was it my finger?
I just said finger.
Oh, finger. It was just finger. And I was like, what the hell? Like, what was I going on about here? Mr. Brandon Garfield, okay? He planted in his notes app, what was it? In my ass or something?
No.
I thought it was that.
It was like in the mouth or something. Oh, like that.
No, yeah. It was in my ass.
No, it was. Shut up. Oh, no, it wasn't. I'm going to send Lauren the video for proof.
So was it in the mouth?
She's talking shite. Yeah, and you know full well it was in the mouth. She's trying to make me sound.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I thought it was in the ass. Maybe it's just my dirty mind.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, it was in the mouth. That's already dirty enough anyways. So go on, carry on, Brandon.
Well, I was so innocent at the time. I didn't see anything wrong with that. So I was just like, in the mouth. Oh, so quirky. Mad, isn't it? And it worked. I mean, she followed me and then here we are 5 years later.
Yeah.
It's going to be 5 years. It's going to be 5 years in like February. God.
5 years of friendship, Brandon. Well,
putting up with you.
5 years of bickering like brother and sister.
Well, we used to be a lot worse.
Yeah. Oh my God. We'll get into that. Oh my God. I actually don't know for this one. So what's the funniest story that we can tell about each other? Like, I actually don't know that I've already fucking done it. I've already done it. Yes, I've got my funny story. So now it's down to Brandon.
Oh. Right, so lads, as you know, and this is me, I'm going to out Niamh so bad. So, as you know, right, Niamh loves her cooking now. Ever since she moved out and around, she's mad into her cooking. Her cooking. Right, she's a dub now. Her cooking. That's it. Is that the Drogheda accent? Cooking.
No, what the fuck? That's an English accent. A fucking Drogheda accent. Are you all right?
Cooking. No, it is something like that.
Cooking.
Cooking.
Queefing.
But she's mad into our cooking now, right? So a few years ago, Niamh was not so cooking savvy, right? So I was on FaceTime, and again, this is when you were living abroad, and she tried to put some chips in the oven. And she's on FaceTime to me and Dylan at the time. And she was like, do I leave the oven door open when I leave the chips in? She didn't realise she had to close the oven door in order to cook oven chips. She thought you had to leave the door of the oven open. And me and Dylan were just like, is she for real? She's having us on. She's messing.
I've done that multiple times.
She is a weapon. Are you for real?
I've done that multiple times. I put up my Instagram story once asking and people were all like, are you fucking all right?
Lauren, have you ever done that?
No, and I am the worst cook in the world.
Exactly.
Well, you can't be worse.
The worst cook
me.
In the world, and she knows that you have to close the oven door when you're cooking something in the oven.
I didn't know though you couldn't put metal in the microwave. So,
Laura, now even I know that, and I'm a thick. You know what I mean? Like that's saying you're slagging me about the oven door. Cause you put metal in the microwave, love.
I was making roast dinners by 14.
Brandon was making roast dinners by 14.
Roast dinner. Oh, that's my death row. I love roast dinner.
Yeah. And Brandon makes a sick carvery. Like his carvery is so good.
I did. We lived abroad last year, and Niamh and Alex actually used to live right up the road. We can say that now because we don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
And we invited them over for dinner one day because I love hosting. That's one thing I realised. I love hosting. I'm the host, Jess, with the mostest. That's me. Right. And I was cooking. I was like fucking Gordon Ramsay in that gaff. I loved it. And we invited Niamh and Alex over one day for a roast dinner, and I'll never forget it. It was just felt great. And then everybody's reaction when people were eating, I was like, yeah, I cooked that.
See, it's because he's an egomaniac, lads, so he needed the ego boost for his roast dinner. No, I'm joking. I can't be me and Brandon, guys, for anybody listening, that me and Brandon's banter to each other is just to bully each other. So like, if you're listening feeling sorry for either of us, don't.
Yeah,
like,
really don't.
This is tip of the iceberg. Like, we're on PG mode here, you know what I mean?
Can we all come to yours for Christmas?
Yeah.
Love that.
I was only saying this to me, Ma. I'd love to cook Christmas dinner this year.
Would
like,
you?
No, we're going to our auntie's.
Let me tell you a funny story about Brandon. What? He gives his bleeding dog a full fucking Christmas dinner. The dog is
Me Ma does.
The dog is only short of being a knife and a fork and a bib sitting at the table. Honestly.
My dog's very fat.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to fat shame the dog. No. You know, I would never do that.
No. And do you know what, though? This is a case study. I said this on my other podcast as well. And I love my Ma to bits. But that's a case study because I was obese as a child as well. You know, so that's a science experiment right there. Like we were both huge.
She's a feeder.
Obviously, like he can't feel bad. She can't fat shame him, and then he's gonna go to the gym. Like he's just like, right, Gran, I'm gonna go eat something. No.
Even lend him her walking pad.
Yeah. Scooby on the walking pad.
Do you know what he does? So do you know the way people say, oh yeah, when dogs eat grass?
Yeah.
It's just to settle their stomach.
Yeah.
He eats it because he's fucking bored.
Stop.
That's what he does.
And hungry.
Every time I'm out in the park, I had to pull him out of the bushes because he's just eating branches and all.
Well, at least he's walking in the bushes. You'd want to see this dog, Brandon, try to walk this dog. This dog is like me. You know, lads, you know when I'm having a tantrum about walking up a hill? I don't know if you've ever seen any of the videos of me doing that. But the dog is like me. It doesn't like walking. That's all I'm going
to
say.
No, and it's not me.
We need to get the dog a walking pad.
I wish the dog wasn't big, right? I'm not the one that's giving him his meals. Right, so don't cancel me.
You can get you a discount on the walking
pad. Yeah, use my affiliate link. Right. Brandon, if you could instantly master any skill, what would it be?
Skill?
Yeah.
Oh, give me a minute. Oh, master any skill. Oh, I'd love to get into acting. I'd love to be a great actor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to be in the movies with Ariana Grande. Cynthia Erivo.
I have a funny story about Brandon.
No, you're not saying it. You're not
Why?
Saying it. I don't give you permission to say it.
Why?
No.
You shouldn't have reminded me, right? I can't, lads. You won't let me say it.
No, maybe another time.
It's just something to do with Ariana Grande. That's all I'm going to say. Okay?
We're not going.
Anyways, what was I going to say? Mine would be, if I could master any skill, what would it be? Jesus Mary, Mother of Joseph's.
Cooking.
cooking.
No, I don't want to learn to cook. Like, I do enough in my life without fucking cooking dinner, let me tell you that much. I do enough lying around doing absolutely nothing.
Do you know what? I give you permission to tell the story.
Thought about it. Right, so Brandon, obviously we know Brandon has like come out and everything, yeah, but before Brandon had come out, he was always trying to be really straight, right? And he really like
so straight that the closet was clear.
Yeah,
clear.
Yeah. Like, if you look, I won't tell them to look back your old videos, but Brandon used to even talk different, like, really, like, you know, like a lad vibes, right?
We're all private now, sorry.
One day he turns around and he'll never live it down. Like, all of us bring it up all. Who did you say it to?
I don't know.
I think it was all of us on a group call.
I don't know what it was, but I was still in my straight era at the time.
Yeah, you were in your straight era. Right. I think you had told, like, no, you hadn't even told me by this point. Like, it was, you were in your straight ear.
No, you were the second person I ever came out to.
Not that I ever believed you were straight in the first place, but. Yeah. But, anyways, Brandon turns around and he's like, yeah, I seen it. Ariana Grande, I was right up the front. She has a fat ass. It's so round.
Like, first of all, the red flag that you are at the barrier for Ariana Grande.
Yeah, like how?
You know what I mean?
How are you trying to pretend you're looking at Ariana Grande's ass when you're literally at her concert? That is the red flag.
I'm trying to get her to look at mine. Do you know what I mean? When?
Where have you been? Right. Sorry, back to the question. If I could master any skill, what would it be? Probably singing, because I used to be, right, fun fact, I used to be a good singer. Like, I was my auntie's wedding singer. But I smoke, like, about 30 a day now. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I'm like, you can hear, every single week I come in here, I'm like, Lauren, my throat. And it's because every week I get five more.
Get on the snus.
No, absolutely not.
Get on the snus.
That stuff has to be bad for you.
You need to get on the snus.
That has to be bad for you. I put that thing in my mouth once and I felt like I was going to vom everywhere the taste.
Yeah, well, you have to get used to it. And she's saying that the snus have to be bad for you, me and while she's smoking 40 a day. Is she for real?
No, I am pure like Marge Simpson, the croaky voice on me.
Yeah, we can all hear her.
Okay, here's a kind of juicy one, all right? How would we feel confronting each other about something that we said online that we don't agree with? So like, if you said something that I didn't agree with, or if I said something you didn't agree with, I feel like that happens like
all the time.
Not even online. Like, I feel like we do. And the thing about it is, me and Brandon disagree with each other like 97% of the time. Like, Brandon's a Taurus and I'm an Aquarius, right?
So we're both stubborn.
Yeah.
We're both very, very stubborn.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't say 90% of the time.
No, I'm being dramatic. It's for dramatic effect, Brandon.
Right, okay, fine. We never agree. We're just polar opposites.
We fucking hate each other. No. I feel like that does happen, and we just say, like, we debate each other, don't we, a lot of the time.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. It's not an argument. It's a
debate.
That's the way that I see it. Like, there's no love lost or anything like that. We're sitting there, we're talking, we're having it out, but, you know, I think that's the beauty of it, and I think that's an awful lot. Like, if you look at America now, you look at, like, the Republicans versus the...
Democrats.
The Democrats.
Yeah.
Like, they instantly resort to, like, hatred and arguing and each other. And obviously, the stakes are much bigger. I'm not
taking away
from that. But... what I am saying is that I feel like if people are able to have a conversation instead of you know, trying to shove opinions down each other's throats, this is on both sides.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously like on the far of both sides.
You know what I mean?
And it's the same here.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like if people are actually able to hear each other out and have a conversation and agree to disagree, then the world would be a much better place.
And a lot of the time, like me and Brandon, like we could like disagree on something like really silly, but a lot of the time after speaking to each other, we actually realize that we agree, and we just think like I can't even explain it. We realize that we do actually have the same opinion. We just think differently about said opinion. Like we kind of meet in the middle a lot of the time.
Do you know what it is? Niamh could convince you that the sky is green. Is such a great debater, right?
Yeah.
But because I've been friends with you for so long, I'm well aware of this. So I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
So now I'm doing the same to her. And I'm like, Niamh, no, you need to realise this, this and that. Like, so we kind of have an effect on each other in that way. So
Yeah,
we do.
I was on the debate team in school. But I had really bad stage fright. So I done like a few debates and then I was such a good debater, but I would be rattling having to debate in front of people, and it ended up that I ended up quitting. But I did a debate for my leaving cert as well, I'm pretty sure, in English. You know, really? The way you could choose. No, I did a debate for my mock and I done the personal story for it. Anyway, what am I talking about? Right, what's one thing that we like and dislike about each other?
Okay, hold on.
Juice.
You go first.
Right, one thing I like about Brandon is that no matter what, through thick and thin, he will be there for you. Like, Brandon has literally been my best friend through some of the hardest times in my life. Even times where, like, a lot of other people would have been like, oh, fuck you, like, goodbye. Brandon has always stood by me and he's very, very, very loyal. That's the thing that I like about him.
Well, I'll tell you the one thing about Niamh, and I'll say this just because it ties in with that, going back to like how we became friends and stuff. Like, I remember we were on Remember the Yubo Lives.
Oh my God!
Remember the Yubo Lives, right? And we'll go through this very quickly because this is traumatizing for both of us. But I remember, and this is before any kind of huge following or anything like that. And I think we got into like beef, not the two of us, but like somebody else came on and started going at me.
Yeah.
For no reason. And then so Niamh jumped in and like defended me. And nobody had ever defended me ever on anything before.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, besides like my parents or something like that,
you know?
But no friends have ever done that. So I was like, that's someone that I need to stick by, you know?
So, yeah.
And that's why.
Loyalty. So both of us, it's probably the same for both of us. It's probably loyalty of our favourite thing. Like, I always, it's same with Brandon. Like, we always know we're going to be there for each other and defend each other. And
yeah.
Even if, say, I do something, because, like, don't get me wrong, I have done, like, things that Brandon's probably like, Niamh, you shouldn't do that. But he would never, ever come to me with, like, oh my God, like, why did you do that? He'd always come to me with kindness. And I think that's, means a lot. The thing I dislike, oh my God, probably your stubbornness, but you're going to say the exact same thing, aren't you?
Yeah, to be honest. Niamh, yeah. We're both so stubborn. See, this yeah. is the thing. That I think the things we dislike in each other are also our traits that we also have.
Yeah. You know, like, I mean, how can I be disliking your stubbornness when I'm the exact same way?
This is the thing, right? The one thing I will say about Niamh is this is the only time I think that we ever really fight, because yeah. you know, we do have our debates and whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
then we... So I get triggered when people shout at me.
Yeah.
And Niamh gets triggered at...
Everything.
Everything. So I know how to talk to Niamh now, but I remember one time we were away and she was lying on the sunbed and she was like, can you wake me up at 3 o'clock? So I was like, right.
Oh my God.
3 o'clock. And I went and I woke her up and she goes, fuck off, leave me alone. And I just instantly went into her. So I was like, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
And see, that's how it works
yeah.
with me, is that if someone talks...
We're
like
both
that,
easily triggered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the only time that we'd ever really fight or argue yeah. is like when stuff like that happens.
And in my defense,
I know her, too well now.
In my defense, right, I'm a nightmare. If Alex will tell you, when Alex wakes me up, I'm the exact same. I'm like, fuck off. Like, I am, you can't speak to me until 3 o'clock in the day. If I wake up at 9, don't speak to me till 3 o'clock in the day. I'm just not human. I'm angry. I have to have my can of Monster and my cigarette and then I'm happy. That's my breakfast every morning, guys, by the way. Just I'm the picture of health.
That's why we record the podcast in the evening.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah. Lauren messaging me at like 11 o'clock, me not answering for 5 hours. Someone said, what's Niamh like off camera? I think I'm just the same.
What's Niamh like off camera?
Yeah, I think both of us are the same.
I think, yeah, I think so. Do you know what? I feel like it's just a less animated
yeah.
version, do you know? Because obviously I think everybody tends to overanimate themselves for cameras and anyways, because yeah. they need a bit of kind of pizzazz
yeah.
for the camera. Do you know what I mean? To,
yeah.
to kind of catch people's attention when you're making a video. But that being said, it's still the same person.
Yeah.
It was the same everything, you know? I don't know. Like, is there anything else we can really add to that?
No, I feel like Brandon's a bit more prim and proper on camera than he is off camera. And I'm probably the same. Like, we'd probably, I don't know, like everyone, I find that question difficult because I think everybody is different off camera than they are on camera, but not actually different, like personality wise or opinions wise, just different in terms of like, obviously, I'm going to have different banter with my friends than I'm going to have by myself filming a video. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you're the same.
Exactly. And see, this is the thing. I can't, like, once I hang out with my friends for a day, I'm like, right, don't talk to me for a month.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and both of us same. Are. Yeah. Both of us are. We have no social battery. Someone asked, right, what's the pettiest thing that we've ever done out of spite? Oh my God, I need to think about this one. We'll need to think about it and then see if we can even fucking say it.
Ooh.
I don't think me and you have ever done anything majorly petty.
Petty?
Like, I'm not really capable of being petty because if I'm angry, I'm just going to go and say I'm angry. Like, I'm just going to go to your face and say it. Like, I'm not... No, actually, no. The pettiest thing I've ever done is when I egged my ex's house. Remember, did I tell that story on a previous pod? Yeah, I egged yeah. his gaff and then he fucking walloped my gaff out of it with eggs. Like, I mean, I threw one egg and then he threw like 12 dozen eggs. I didn't even wash it off. I just let the rain do it.
I don't know if this is petty, but this also concerns one of your exes.
Oh, go on.
When we were in Ibiza and we
yeah.
bumped into one of your exes there. Can we talk about that?
Fucking God, yeah.
Can we talk about it? Okay. So I remember he was just there out of pure coincidence, but he had... Do you want to explain because what he had done beforehand?
What did he do beforehand?
We tried to send shots over to the table.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my fucking God. Right, sorry. So basically he tried to send shots to my table, but like... And bearing in mind, I was with my boyfriend at the time, who's not my boyfriend anymore. And I was with my friends. But now, bearing in mind, I knew this shot girl. So she came straight to me and told me and said, Niamh, he is trying to send shots over to your table. But like, it wasn't to be nice. Like, it was to be petty and to be nasty. So anyway, that was weird. But continue, Brandon.
So we had seen this, right? And we went outside because you wanted to go out for a little shiggy.
Yeah.
So we went out and lo and behold, he was out there. And then we were all going back in at the same time.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Because he was following us. That's why. He was literally following us. Like, so go away.
We were all going back inside then at the same time. And sure, lo and behold, he was coming in. So I kind of like ran out in front of him. And I remember the door was closed and I just kind of pulled the door closed.
Yeah.
As he was about to walk, and he walked into the door.
Yeah. That's see, that's...
Is that even petty?
No, Brandon's so nice. So, like, that's like, the most
that's
petty.
That's the pettiest thing I've ever done. Because I'm like that as well, as that I'll just... If I have something to say, I'll say it out to drink. But obviously, for... I didn't want to cause drama there and then, so I wouldn't really say anything, you know.
And closing the door was drama enough. I'm trying to think, have we ever done anything like really petty together? I don't think so. Like, see, we would prank each other and prank like Daniel and all and Dylan and Shanice or whatever, but like not anything like mean, you know? So pass that question. Ooh, who's the most famous person you've ever had a DM or interaction with?
Interaction with? Will Ferrell.
Fuck off, when?
Yeah. So he was in Ireland for the premiere of, do you know that movie Daddy's Home with him and Mark Wahlberg from years ago?
No.
From, I'd say it's probably...
the one where one of them is a little baby, is it that one? No, that's Daddy Daycare.
No, it's like the two of them when they're in leading roles.
But right.
Then there was a second movie that came out and it was like Mel Gibson and all was in
it. Yeah.
And they were all in Ireland for the red carpet and it was over in the Odeon, in the Point. And I went over and I got a selfie with him, but he was like looking up at me.
Oh, no way.
He was literally, so I got a video. When I say a video, like I got a selfie video.
Yeah, because he's small, is he?
No, he's the same height. Like he's probably not used to people being taller than him, so.
Is he the one with the mad curly hair that was in Step Brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you not know who Will Ferrell was?
Brandon,
Who doesn't know who Will
Ferrell
is?
I'm not cool. I'm not like a movie fanatic. Like, I don't really... Oh my God, actually, Brandon, I'm watching the series at the moment. You need to start watching it. It's called Say Nothing. Lauren, you need to watch it as well.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
Absolutely brilliant. I'm bet into it. Anyways, guys, tangent number 100. Let me think. I've had a few, but
you have had a few.
I will choose to not say one in particular. Yeah, no. Don't even go there. Absolutely fucking not. Probably my boyfriend. No, I'm joking. Machine Gun Kelly's drummer, I think, messaged me on Instagram. I didn't message back. I've had a lot of blue ticks in my message requests, but I don't answer them. Like, I have no interest. Like, I'm not one of these girls. You know the way some girls, they're like, the minute someone has a blue tick or they're famous, they're like, oh my God, I need to answer, like, whatever. I'm just not, I don't care. Like, you're not going to impress me with your blue tick. You know what I mean?
No, I feel the exact same way, especially now that half of them are buying them.
Yeah, well... I swear I don't have Meta verified.
I did have it. I had it for a while and then I was like, why am I paying 15 quid a month for this? Like,
yeah, but I don't think they're actually verifying accounts anymore. I think it's only Meta verified now, yeah? It's only the people
that still request verification.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
I know that because I did it and I certainly aren't paying a subscription, okay? My God.
At least you're honest.
I love how I'm like, you're not going to impress me with your blue ticket. I'm going to pay $15.99 for mine. All right?
But I suppose for fake accounts and stuff like that, it's probably easier for you.
No,
you
do
have loads of fake accounts.
Do you know why I have it? Because I get deleted all the time off social media. I don't anymore now, obviously, since I've quit OnlyFans, but I used to get deleted all the time off social media, so it just protects your account. I swear that's the only reason I don't care about the actual blue tick, okay? Right. Brandon, what was your thoughts or opinions when I got my diagnosis of autism?
I was like, okay, well, that kind of makes sense. But is that bad to say?
No, it's funny.
It makes sense, you know, because there was obviously an awful lot of things then that you were reading out because you got a full on essay back off your one who was like, okay, well, you said this and this, and then listed all the symptoms and whatever. And I was like, oh God, well, I didn't even realize. Because obviously some of them we wouldn't necessarily notice because it'd be at home or on your own or whatever.
Yeah, going
to sleep or whatever.
Or emotions like that I mightn't express.
Exactly, yeah. But, you know, we noticed that an awful lot of the things were like, oh shit.
Yeah.
But obviously an awful lot of people, especially kind of our age and older, would have a very preconceived idea of what autism looks
like.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know? So when you got the diagnosis, it made sense to us. Then we were like, okay, well, now we see it. Now we can understand. And,
yeah,
you know, now we can educate ourselves a little bit more on it because...
Aw, cute.
No, but you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I feel like as well, there's so many traits. Like, remember, I think I actually said this on the pod, but remember, like, when yous were all talking over each other when I was ordering the Chinese and I was like, will you shut up?
And
like,
then I got triggered.
Yeah.
That's when she shouts. So, do you know what I mean?
But before, everybody probably would have thought, oh my God, she's a bitch. Whereas I have this thing, right? Noise isn't the issue for me, but loads of voices at once is a big issue. Like if there's like five people talking to me, I'll lose the plot. Like, and it's not like...
overstimulating.
Yeah, it's overstimulating. It's not like normal, like, oh, that's annoying. No, I will like start screaming and shouting and punching walls. Like, no, not punching walls, actually, okay? I never do that. I actually don't. Why did I say that? Now people are going to think I punch walls. Oh my God.
No, you don't punch walls, but you definitely do fly off the handle. Like, you do, yeah. You do go a bit cuckoo.
Right, guys, me and Brandon were going to do two truths, one lie. And then I had the genius idea to do a game of Mr. and Mrs. But actually, it's bestie and bestie. Okay, so.
Bestie and bestie.
Yeah, so we're going to ask, Lauren's going to ask us questions and we have to get the answers right or else we secretly hate each other.
So if Brandon was to win the lottery, what is the first thing he'd probably do?
If Brandon was to win the lottery, oh my fucking God.
I'm interested to hear this.
Okay, let me think. If Brandon was to win the lottery, he would buy meet and greet tickets for Ariana Grande.
Do you know the way people say, like when you win the lottery, like, would you tell people or not? I'd say nothing.
Yeah, no.
I'd say absolutely.
Well, I probably fucking would, actually, because I'm a big boasting bitch.
Yeah, you would. You absolutely would. You can keep
like
you
everyone.
Cannot,
I
you cannot hold your piss to save your life.
No, literally. No. Is that the right answer? No, let me think again. Hold on. No, right. I'll give a more reasonable one. He'd buy a house for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, that's more. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. If you were going to do something a bit like interesting, I feel like you'd try and meet Ariana Grande. You'd probably stalk her.
Yeah, that'd probably be the second thing.
Just stalking Ariana Grande. Right, next.
Not the stalking. Sorry, Ariana, if you're listening. Wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Meet and greet, maybe.
I feel like this is going to be too obvious because even I know the answer to this. But Brandon, what is Niamh's go-to comfort food?
Oh, well, I think it changes all the time.
Mm-hmm. I get obsessed with something for a couple of months and then I change it.
I know what it is at the minute. Even I know, I think. Because I think you mentioned it in the last episode, I think.
Ooh.
Or the episode before that.
So there's a few things that I know Niamh eats. I know the number one is the Tesco creamy mash. She loves that. She loves her gravy. Sometimes she can get into our chicken goujons, isn't it? Chicken goujons.
Chicken dippers.
Chicken
we'll
dippers. Sorry, yeah. Chicken dippers. And so that was our big craze.
What's my craze right now?
Right now.
You should know I've been eating one every bleeding day for the past about 3 months.
Oh my God, is it the tuna?
No.
No.
Are you fucking joking me? Get him off. Get him out the room. Lads, this is my best friend. He's asking if I eat tuna.
I love winding her up.
He's trying to cover it now. Go on, Brandon. What is it now? This is getting fucking serious. You better fucking know.
Oh, fuck,
I'll give you a, it's a one of the things, there's two, it's a meal. One of them is a chip that looks a certain way.
A chip that looks a certain way.
Yeah.
Can what? I guess if he doesn't get it?
Yeah, right. Let's see who my real best friend is. Right, well, Lauren. Lauren, go.
It's chicken burgers and curly fries.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, she doesn't eat on the phone. She doesn't eat next to one. This is what I mean. Every time I go out to Niamh's, I ask, like, do you want to get a Chinese or something? And we might get a Chinese. That's the only thing I ever see her eating besides the bangers and whatever. Not the bangers and mash. The chicken dippers. Sorry, and mash. And gravy, which was our last thing.
He's triggered. He's triggered right now.
I am.
Kievs for a while as well. I remember that.
Kievs, yeah. It was Kievs and mash.
Kiev's a mash. That was another one.
Kiev's a mash. That's, I get, like, I don't think people believe me, Brandon. I get, like, obsessed. Like, I'm
talking. Oh, with BLTs at one point.
Oh, yeah, we love a BLT. I eat the same food for months on end, apart from I have a few takeaways in between, but I genuinely obsess and eat the same thing for months, and then I get so sick of it that I don't eat it again for another 5 years. So that's
very true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Next one.
Niamh, how would Brandon describe himself in one word?
Oh, this is hard. Fuck.
I know how Niamh would describe me.
Let me think. How would Brandon describe himself in one word? Tall.
Is that it?
No, talented.
Oh, so now you think I'm stuck up, like.
What the fuck do you want me to say? How would I describe? Stubborn.
Yeah, that's a better one.
Yeah.
That's a better one. Imagine me being like, yeah, one word, talented. I'm a star.
You are talented though. Brandon can sing and he's very good at videos and editing and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't go around saying that I'm talented.
Well,
what stuck up fucker does that?
Yeah, true. What do you think I'd say about myself?
About you?
Yeah.
I think you would say you're talented.
Fuck off. No, I wouldn't.
You are opinionated.
Yeah, I probably would say I'm opinionated.
Yeah.
Right, Lauren, hit us with the next one.
Brandon, what is Niamh's ideal vacation spot?
Oh.
Oh. Oh my God. Even I don't know that one. Let me think.
I would say Disneyland.
Land?
No, like world.
No. Yeah, I'd agree. I was in Disney World and I think about going back all the time.
Yeah.
The only other place that I'd be like, ooh, is maybe... I love New York. You know I love New York. But don't get Brandon started on that because he's harassing us to go to New York.
Yeah, I'm just going, I'm going to keep quiet now because the next 10 minutes of this pod could be a conversation or it could be me begging me to come back to New York.
And then, let me think. Me and Alex really want to, this year, remember I told you this year, we're not going to do Christmas presents and we're going to book a trip to Dubai for a week and then Thailand for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Think of one place. This is a real test. Where's one place that I'd love to go because something special to me is there right now?
Something special to you is there?
Yeah. Or someone.
Oh, Australia.
Yeah.
Aoife.
My sister's in Australia. Hi, Aoife. She listens every week, by the way.
Oh, hi, Aoife.
Right. We'll do one more.
So the last one is, if Brandon was stranded on a desert island, what would be the one item he brings with him?
His phone.
Yeah, exactly.
1,000,000% his phone.
Exactly. You'd bring your phone.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
You'd want your phone, would you?
But you wouldn't have Wi-Fi or internet.
Yeah, but you could just download loads of things on Netflix and YouTube and watch it for your remainder of your time on the deserted island.
5G.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't need broadband any. Of course, there's 5G on the island. There's 5G everywhere.
Yeah, well, it could be no signal on the island.
Well, it depends on who you're with, isn't it? Like,
yeah, I'd want my phone.
If you're with Tree or Air... Like, depending on who you're with.
Coverage, maybe Vodafone's on the desert island.
Could be. You know what I mean?
Who knows? Maybe, what's that one? Oh my God, what's that one we all used to use? It was like €5 or something.
Meteor?
No. No.
GOMO.
It used to be, I think it is GOMO, but it wasn't called GOMO.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 48.
48. Yeah, it was like €5 for unlimited calls, text, and internet or something when I was in school. No, maybe not internet. Did we have 4G when I was in school? Can't remember.
No, you didn't.
You think I'm a fucking dinosaur in the ice age?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm making me feel like
fucking hell. He treats me like I'm a fucking old one.
Niamh has 5 years on me, so she was very much the time of like the Blackberries and everything, and I just missed that era. Just about.
And listen, I had a Blackberry. I'm 31.
I had a Blackberry as well, love.
I had a Motorola.
I'm nearly 28. So me and Lauren are, oh my God, Lauren, we're closer in age than me and Brandon are.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am the age now that we were when we met.
Yeah, when we met.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like there actually is a cultural difference because a lot of the time Brandon does be talking about like all these Disney shows and shit that he grew up with. And I'm like, what are you fucking on about?
Yeah, but you said you watched Sam and Cat on Nickelodeon, which was like after Victorious.
Yeah,
but you didn't watch Victorious. That's
no,
why I'm confused.
I did. I watched Victorious. I just wasn't mad into it. But I was mad into Sam and Cat, but I was an older teenager when Sam and Cat came out, I'm pretty sure.
iCarly Stan.
iCarly.
Did you see they're bringing iCarly back for a tour time?
No way.
They're bringing iCarly back for a tour time, yeah, because they had a reboot And right. then, spoiler alert, skip ahead if you don't want to listen, but Carly and Freddie apparently got together in the review. They're about to get married. Carly's ma walks in and then the thing gets cancelled. And that's it. Like, finished.
Brandon gets very emotional.
I get very mad emotional. Though, isn't it? Because all the scandals going on in that studio.
Exactly, yeah. No, it's...
Oh, in Nickelodeon. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Well, I don't think it's anything to do with Nickelodeon now. I think it's completely different.
Different. Yes. No, my favourite was The Suite Life. And Drake and Josh. Yeah. I love Drake and
love
Josh.
Drake and Josh. The Amanda Show.
The Amanda Show. Oh my! I loved the Amanda Show. That was my favorite, hands down. Me and Alex actually watched back though. You did as well. We all did. We watched back on loads of episodes of the Amanda Show, and so much of it is like so fucked up.
It's
weird.
So weird.
Yeah, like very, very
or
bizarre.
Or if you listen to Victorious now.
Yeah.
If you listen at the very end.
Oh, Ariana Grande always had her feet in her mouth and all of
that. No, not even that, right? So at the end of every single episode, they'd have like a little bit, like an audio bit from the episode, but taken completely out of context. It's just that one bit of audio, like after the end credits, and it'd be like Nickelodeon, and then it would have.
Yeah.
But there's loads of different ones, and one of them is like, I don't want to be blackballed. And like another one is like, but we'll implode. And here's another one. It was like, here comes that feeling. Like, it's so weird.
Real sexual, like.
Very, very sexual, which is so weird.
Because it's a kid's show. It's, like.
But obviously, as a child, it goes over your head. But when you go back and watch it, it's like, holy.
Yeah.
It's like when you see kids singing lyrics these days and you're like,
I know.
I have no idea what they're singing.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness, we all did that, I think, when we were younger.
Well, I didn't. I was banned, right? This is how like strict my life was. But I recorded. So back in the day, we used to have to record the songs on the radio. Like we didn't, or we'd send them to each other on Bluetooth.
I was old enough for the Bluetooth.
Yeah. Yeah, infrared before Bluetooth as well, wasn't it?
I remember infrared, yeah. Yeah. You had to literally hold your phone together for about an hour.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I had recorded Rihanna, Rude Boy, off the radio and I was playing it. And oh my God, my mom went absolutely nuts and I was banned from listening to Rihanna. And I was probably like, I don't know what age I was, like maybe 12 or 13. But I was old enough at that point.
We used to pay for the ringtones as well.
Oh yeah.
They were literally just like, get the ads on the telly and their ma would see that you've lost like €5 or your credit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, where did that go?
Do you know what I used to always do? I was like a fiend for Stardoll. Like I won Covergirl and everything.
Oh my God, my cousin was bet into that.
Yeah.
I was Club Penguin.
I won Covergirl and everything. Do you remember Covergirl? I was really into Stardoll, right? And I was like famous on Stardoll. Like I was this famous Stardoller at the time, right? Obviously no one knew who I was, but my username was Curly Cute Cat. So anybody that used Stardoll, you might know. But, oh my God, that was like sort of foreshadowing, wasn't it really? Because now I do TikTok. But like back then I did Stardoll, bitch. And I even made it there. Anyways, that was really conceited of me. I was only joking. But I was obsessed with Stardoll. And I used to rob my dad's phone all the time and buy Stardollers on it. But his phone was bill pay. And his work paid the bill. So, sorry, Dad.
Think smart, not hard.
Right, Brandon, thank you so much for coming on. And we're definitely going to have Brandon back. I really want to do an episode where we have all three of Socially Awkward in the studio. We do like a podcast crossover. But if you want to follow Brandon on socials, what's your name, Brandon Caulfield?
It's Brandon Caulfield on everything.
Yeah.
TikTok, Instagram.
And you can hear his podcast on Socially Awkward. Just type Socially Awkward into Spotify or YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's me.
There we go. That it's really hard to do an outro like with your friend here. It's really awkward.
I know, but thank you.
Right,
it's been great.
Oh, guys, I'm actually low key sad to see Brandon go. I am. It's nice. Do you know what? I've got a taste now for the guests. So you'll need to message me on Instagram and let me know who you would like to see on the pod because I've got a little taster and I'm like, oh, I like having someone else to talk to. Obviously, I have Lauren, but I feel like I love even just the banter of like having someone across the table because Lauren, you can't see, but Lauren's behind a big wall of computer screens. I can only see the top of her head. So anyways, moving on. I'm actually queen of shy talking today, to be honest. Lauren, have we got any dilemmas?
We certainly do. We have two dilemmas. So the first one says, hey, Niamh and team, loving the pod so far. I have a friend who is male who I would consider one of my best mates. I met him when we worked together a year or two ago and we've gotten each other through thick and thin. Himself and his girlfriend have been together for the last 6 years and he's absolutely head over heels. I haven't met her yet and he's planning on proposing soon. From what I've heard, she already doesn't like me and she is uncomfortable with him having a close friend that's a girl, which I completely understand. But I have a feeling I won't be invited to the wedding unless I somehow prove to her that I'm not going to split them up. For context, I'm single and I'm also bisexual. There's never been anything sexual or remotely flirty between us. Him and I have also spoken about it and made sure there was no feelings on either side. Any advice for how to make her more comfortable if she meets me?
Oh, this is a tough one, right? Because I see both points of view here. Like, I see her point of view of, like, why she would be worried. But I also see your point of view of, obviously, this is your bestie. You know what I mean? I feel like the only thing really you can do in a situation like that is just sit down and be honest and be like, look, I know, I don't know, actually, because could she take that the wrong way? Like, maybe she could take that the wrong way if you're like, okay, look, I know you probably think I'm going to split you and him up. Do you know what I mean? Maybe don't do that. It's a really tough situation. And I feel like maybe your first time meeting her, because you know the way, like, friends, when they're together, the third person can tend to feel like, if there's two friends together, the third person can kind of feel like a bit of a spare wheel. My advice would be to not create that scenario, because that's when she's going to be like, they're joking with each other, they're talking to each other, like they're leaving me out. So maybe rein it in a little bit. Like, obviously he's your fucking mate and you should be able to like have the crack with him, but maybe rein it in a little bit on the first time and let her kind of lead the way and lead the conversations. I feel like that's probably a really, really good way to do it. Because me personally, you know what, I'm saying I understand her point of view, but I was with a guy years ago and like three of his best friends were girls. So, and I never had any issue with it, but it was very much that I never felt left out. I was never excluded. So maybe that's where you need to go. Yeah, my advice would probably be to just really make her lead the way in the conversations. Like, obviously be very polite, but let her lead the way. Don't be too much banter in between the two of you, because I feel like that's where it can get mistaken for flirting. And yeah, I feel like it's just the first meeting. It's the first meeting that's make or break, especially, you know what girls are like. Like, she's going to make up her mind on that very first meeting. So you can go back to your normal banter on the second meeting, but that's probably the advice I'd give. I wouldn't sit down and do the whole talking thing, because I feel like that could be taken, number one, it could be taken as patronising, and number two, it could be taken as, why does she feel the need to confirm this? Of course I don't think that, you know what I mean?
Do you not think it's bad though that the fella doesn't seem to be reassuring the girlfriend?
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's his job. It's not really your job at the end of the day. But I also think that men can just be dumb sometimes.
Like, 100%. I am that girl that is like, all my best friends are boys.
Oh, me
like,
too.
Every single one. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't sit right with me when the fella doesn't, you know, try and reinforce it.
Say anything. Yeah,
I certainly
sure.
would. Like, my boyfriend would not care about me having loads of lads as friends.
Yeah, well, like, all of my, like, not all, I have girlfriends, but a lot of my friends are men, but like, they're all gay. So... I get on really well with gay men. I don't know why. I feel like I am a gay man in another life, because like, why do I get on so well with gay men? Do you know what I think it is? I actually don't know. I feel like I get on well with lads as well, but I don't know. I have this particular drawing to gay men. I don't know why. Like, we have brand, like, we have so many of my friends that are gay men. I'm just thinking about that now. I wonder why. Maybe I have the personality of a gay man. Can any of the listeners let me know? I'm having an awakening right now. Am I not a girl? Am I a gay man? I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, definitely I think the fella is the one that should be reassuring her. But like, men are dumb as fuck, okay? Men are stupid. And they just leave the girls to do the work. And that's just the long and short of it, innit? And also, I think men are like low-key, like, afraid half the time. Like, I think...
Oh, without a doubt.
I think, like, girls have, like, as much as... You know the way men are, like, girls are so emotional. I feel like a lot of girls are very dominating. And I feel like they're terrified.
So your second dilemma says, hey, guys, just want to say, first of all, I was never a podcast person, but I find myself waiting for the next episode of Unscripted every single week. Mm. Absolutely love you, Niamh. You are the realest one out there.
Mm, thank
I have
you.
Been friends with a girl for about 7 years now. We've had a few falling outs, but always found our way back to each other. Recently, I noticed that the friendship is very one-sided. We live across the road from each other, but she never calls over when I invite her. She only invites me on nights out, but I don't drink, so tend to say no, and I think that's why she asks. But she knows that I won't go, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to plan things with her, like lunch and movies, and she says yes, but will never end up going when it comes to it. I've distanced myself from her a lot over the last few weeks. She was never supportive of me and never seemed to have an actual conversation with me anymore. Anytime she would make the effort to chat to me, it was always about men and who she was getting with this week. She even went out of her way to show me that my ex from 6 years ago liked her picture on a dating app. I saw something a few weeks ago that really hurt me, and I sent her a voice note when I was literally crying and told her I didn't know what to do and I needed to talk about it. Her response was, "That's mad, ha 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 ha," and then she ignored me until the next day. What would you do? Do you think I should accept our friendship is outgrown, or am I being selfish and dramatic for not wanting to be her friend?
Okay, no, I don't think you're being selfish and dramatic at all, for sure. I think people outgrow each other. Like, that's a legitimate thing. And I also think, like, with a friendship, if you're putting more into it than the other person is, it just leads to resent. You know what I mean? You just end up resenting the person and feeling like, do they really like me? And maybe insecurity coming in of, like, do they like me? Why don't they want to spend time with me? Now, from, like, I'm not going to sit here, I am definitely her when it comes to, like, making plans and then backing out of them. I always do that. But, oh my God, did you hear my stomach?
Yeah, I did.
The mic is, can the mic pick that up?
Yeah, I did.
Leave that in, because the people need to hear how hungry I am. I am a speck of dust. Anyways. Yeah, I feel like, no, to be honest, I feel like you're even giving her too much leeway. Like, what I always say to people in scenarios like this is, stop contacting her. Stop contacting her and see, does she contact you? And that's how you know. Like, at the end of the day, if you're the one constantly contacting, if you're the one trying to make plans, you're the one sharing stories or, you know, whatever is going on, then stop and see if she contacts you. And that will tell you if she values the friendship or not. But from what you're saying to me, honestly, no, I don't think you're being dramatic. And yeah, I think you just need to put the phone down, stop contacting her and see if she contacts you. I've said that like 5 times now. I'm like a parrot. But yeah, that's kind of the only answer I can give there. Like, I feel like that's pretty standard. I've been in scenarios like that with friends where I've felt like I'm the only one reaching out. And honestly, I just start not speaking to them, not like ignoring them, not being nasty, but just not reaching out. And it'll fizzle out then naturally, you know, and sometimes you're better off. It's a weight off your shoulder a lot of the time.
No, that was it. I only had 2 for you this week.
Perfect. Thank you, Lauren. Right, lads, that brings episode 12 to an end. Next is episode 13. I don't know if that's good luck or bad luck. I don't know. But as usual, if you want to send us in any dilemmas, you can send them in to us on Instagram at unscriptedgoloud, or you can send them to our email unscripted@goloudnow.com. Guys, also, please send in, this is a calling out to please send in truth and tattles. You can send voice notes to us. True or tattle, just for anybody that doesn't know, basically, you tell me a story on voice note and I have to guess if it's a truth or a tattle, okay? I'd really appreciate if you send some over to us on the Instagram page at unscriptedgoloud. And you better be following us as well. That's all I'm going to say. I say this to you every week. We have way more listeners than followers and I have a problem with it. Follow us on Instagram. I'm so aggressive with that every week, aren't I? Right, guys, I love yous loads. Bye.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.